Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fantasy Football Fools Podcast. We're back at it again. Week 12 is over. Week 13 coming at you. You got myself, Jesse, Brandon, and Eliseo. We're all here. How are you guys doing?
Good, but you almost made it seem like there was four people. You got myself, Jesse.
We were going to surprise guest or something.
So. Yeah, I was like, what?
We should have a surprise guest on. That'd be fun. All right, let's get into it, I guess. Week 12 in the books. We didn't have a lot of these this week, but, you know, let's say...
Oh, son of a... That's going to leave a mark.
Let's talk about the ones that we did. David Montgomery's shoulder did not return. I think he'll be okay this week, but let's monitor it. Any news on that?
No news. Didn't practice today. Short week. They play Thanksgiving Thursday, the first game on Thanksgiving. So, again, didn't come back. They didn't really need him in the second half of that game. He and Jahmyr Gibbs, both top 10 running backs this year. So, obviously, if he wasn't to play, Jahmyr Gibbs to the moon for Thursday. But, again, I would anticipate him to play this week on Thursday. So if he's in, you know, you're certainly playing him as you have all year long.
I hope he is, because I own him. Josh Downs, also shoulder, also did not return. I also own him. Yeah, so
he went down pretty hard.
Yeah, again, he's a guy you're monitoring. I don't know if you're too concerned about him. He was more valuable when Joe Flacco was playing. It's kind of his check down. Anthony Richardson, not super elite passer. So, again, something to monitor. But, again, he's probably more of a flex play. This week, week 13, everybody is playing. There's no buys, so you should have better options than Josh Downs this week.
Gardner Minshew, fractured collarbone, out for the season. It's Aiden O'Connell time.
And see, I didn't even know he was back from his injury.
I think they just activated him today. So, yeah, I think Minshew went down yesterday. Desmond Ridder came in. It's hard to keep track of all these horrendous quarterbacks that the Raiders have. So, yeah, Minshew out. O'Connell probably back in this week. Again, they play Friday against the Chiefs, I think. So, again, you're not hopefully not playing these Raiders quarterbacks anyways. But, yeah, season-ending injury for Minshew. So it should be AOC the rest of the way.
Brian Robinson ankle did not return. I think he left and then came back and then left.
Got hurt again. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. He was hurt coming in too. So he's been banged up the last few weeks. And then I'm just going to roll on the next one. Austin Eckler also, same team. So concussion again, they both play Thursday also. So
they're not playing. Yeah.
They're probably not playing. The next man up is Jeremy McNichols there. But again, a lot of the running comes from Jaden Daniels, as these both being Washington running backs. So again, short week against Dallas. That's the tough thing with Thanksgiving. A lot of people playing on 3 days rest. So
the good thing it is against Dallas. So if you do need somebody, like, I guess throw him in there. What's his name?
Yeah. If you need a balls to the wall, maybe Jeremy McNichols is your
McNichols,
guy.
Yeah.
Homework, like probably one of us. So yeah, he certainly could be a worthy play come Thursday.
That hit to Austin Eckler. Ooh, that looked pretty bad.
He was out immediately. Like just,
yeah.
Yeah.
He knew it.
That was no, yeah. He was just completely out. Yeah.
And, I forgot to put it on here, but, another member of the chain gang got hurt.
Well, so did you see there was like two of those hits on Sunday. There was like two of them. I can't remember what the first one was that I saw, but, and the second one, they took out the camera guy and then whoever was next to him, it was like two people went down. They seemed like they were okay. So I don't remember who that first game that I saw was, but I was like, here we go again. And these guys didn't look 70, but it was still bad, you know?
The chain gang one was funny, too, because then like people were like booing and stuff. And then the ref had to be like, oh, we have a member of the, you know, officials down, so we have to wait. Please be patient or something.
And then they took him into the blue tent, right? Because he just like, he kind of like went down on his own or whatever. And then they had to get another guy, and this guy didn't know how to do the chain. It was a big old fiasco.
Okay, so then that's not what I saw. There was another two then, because I remember now the first game that I was talking about, they took out one of the security guards that's like facing the crowd.
Oh, yeah, I saw that
and
one too.
I'm pretty sure she got up and she was fine, but like she was just watching, you know, make sure nobody jumps over or whatever. She got taken out. And yeah, she was okay. But then, yeah, the camera guy and the other guy. So then there was a third with the chain gang. Just getting crazy, almost, man. It's dangerous.
Almost more than the people we the players that we talked about right now.
Yeah, there's been more chain gang injuries than like running back injuries for this season, I think, right? Which is crazy. It's unheard of.
Let's get into the
There's one more. There's one more. Dobbins went down. Dobbins.
Oh, yeah, Dobbins tonight.
Oh, Dobbins, yes. He did go down. any update? Probably not an update. It just happened.
No, not yet, but he didn't return.
He was questionable, and then, never came back in. They announced him out.
He left early. He went they were on defense. Well, when he went in there, there was only a minute something left, so he went, but he went early, and then, he never
into
came
the
back.
Into the locker room, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Gus got the touchdown. All right, let's get into fantasy tops.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow, that was the quickest drop you've ever done, I think. Impressive.
Quarterback of the week, Tua Tagovailoa, 35 fantasy points, 317 yards, 4 touchdowns. He was pretty good. I did not pick him up.
Yeah, is he a guy that you might be considering for the quarterback carousel moving forward now? Do you think Tua's back?
I think Tua is back. He's had two pretty good games, the last two games, and one of them was against the Raiders, so it's to be expected. This one's New England also, so the test is going to come with Green Bay, who he has coming up next here. And then we had Jaden Daniels, 30 fantasy points, 275 yards, 2 touchdowns, 74 yards rushing, and another touchdown.
He's just good. Yeah, finally seeing Jaden Daniels bounce back, although a little bit fluky. They had that like 90-yard touchdown to McLaurin where he got untouched. So So I don't know if you want to talk about this at all, but that Cowboys-Commanders game might have been the weirdest of 4 or 5 plays I've ever seen in my life.
Between there was like 4 touchdowns in like 2 minutes or something.
Yeah, and he had like the Turpin return touchdown where he hit the little like spin move, right, and runs it back untouched. And they run back the onside kick for a touchdown. There were some missed extra points in there. Like, it was just a weird game for sure.
But like, it was so weird, but then like to end it the way it ended, like what a letdown, right?
Yeah, that's a terrible loss for the Commanders. Like, that's awful. Yeah. You can't lose that game. Dallas is so bad.
Patrick Mahomes, 29 fantasy points, 269 yards, 3 touchdowns. We rarely see him at the top this season, but there he is in the top 5.
He had to. They almost lost.
Yeah, Carolina. Again, imagine that. They don't cover the spread, of course. But yeah, that was his best fantasy game of the season. So yeah, 269, 3 touchdowns, as you mentioned, that 29 fantasy points. His biggest game before that was 25. Only 3 games over 20 this entire season. Again, it's just it's a tough guy to want to play every week if you have him. But if you have him, you probably drafted him pretty high, so you have to play him. So, yeah, he's just a guy I wouldn't want necessarily down the stretch, I don't think. They play Vegas like we talked about this week, which is probably a good matchup. But after that, I'm not sure I am looking forward to starting Patrick Mahomes.
And he also had 60 yards rushing.
He is the best third down runner in the I'd rather have him than like Jaden Daniels or even Lamar. Almost like he finds a way. He knows where the sticks are. He gets a first down every time. He's so elusive. It's so frustrating. You watch that, and like yesterday I was rooting for Carolina to beat him, and it's just like he makes these plays happen, and it's so frustrating. You just think somebody could get him, but he somehow finds a way to get away. And he's not like that athletic, right? Like he's not as gifted as those other guys, so it's even more frustrating.
Caleb Williams, 28 fantasy points, 340 yards, 2 touchdowns, 33 rushing yards. I don't know. Is this a trend or a fluke?
As terrible as the Bears are, I do feel like Williams has been getting better slowly. So hopefully next year he has a bigger jump, but there is hope for him.
Yeah, and we've seen a change since they fired the offensive coordinator 2 weeks ago. Certainly has made a big difference the last 2 weeks. And again, their schedule isn't easy. I think like they play the entire NFC North, like the rest of their schedule almost.
Yeah, Detroit, San Francisco, Minnesota, Detroit again, and Seattle.
Yeah, then they just played Minnesota and Green Bay. So it's like the, almost like their entire division matchups are all the last half of the season. But again, change the offensive coordinator, finally got DJ Moore going. Keenan Allen had a good game. So I think we're starting to see some more production out of them. And again, we talk about it all the time, right? Rookies getting better as the season goes on. So I think that's a piece of it. The play calling has certainly been different. So I don't mind Caleb moving forward. Again, tough matchups, but he's been better than he was in that early to middle part of the season.
And then coming in number five, Lamar Jackson, 25 fantasy points, 177 yards, two touchdowns, another touchdown rushing. He's consistently up there. Expected for sure.
Yeah, not much to say about him. The number one quarterback in fantasy this year, and he looks like it, right? He's just so elusive. He's I think he has on the season, I'm trying to find it really quickly, 20-something touchdowns and like three interceptions. So he's been outstanding all year long, doesn't turn the ball over. Yeah, he's been outstanding, probably the QB1 moving forward, certainly the rest of the season.
Wide receiver. Number one is a Minnesota wide receiver, not Justin Jefferson, but Jordan Addison, 23 fantasy points. He had 162 yards and a touchdown.
He was the MVP of my bench.
Thankfully, you didn't even need him this week.
I didn't even need him, but man.
And you had been playing him, I think, right? The last couple of weeks?
I had to because of like buys and stuff.
Yeah.
So I had to play him. And he wasn't doing as great as I hoped, you know? And then today he did. And, or this weekend, I mean, he did. And I made a terrible switch because of somebody that I thought was going to do better who did absolutely nothing. We'll talk about him later.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about with that. I got some of those too. Cortland Sutton, number two, 21 fantasy points. Let me go over it. 97 yards and two touchdowns.
He has sneakily reached the top 10. What is he, number seven or number eight or something like that?
Number seven overall right now, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, yeah, he's been awesome. The last five games, he has eight catches for 100 yards, seven for 122, six for 70 and a touchdown, seven for 78, and then eight for 97 and two touchdowns this week. So he's been super consistent the last 5 weeks. As you mentioned, top 10 wide receiver now. He and Bo Nix seem to have that connection. And, yeah, he's become a must-start player now.
Jalen Waddle, 21 fantasy points, 144 yards and a touchdown. It seems like this was not including Cortland Sutton, this is the B receiver week.
Yeah, that was Jalen Waddle's second game in double figures this year. The last one he did was week one with 11 points. So he hadn't been good all year. He probably did that on a lot of people's benches. But now it's, do you play him now? Do you think Tua's back? Do you think he's going to get some volume? I don't know. I'd be afraid to play him again. It's kind of a one-week thing. So again, he's been in single digits for nine of the other 11 weeks. So not somebody I'm trusting, but again, a good game for him here. And if you played him, good job. If not, you're probably fine with him still staying on your bench.
Last in the 20-point club, DJ Moore, 20 points, 106 yards, and a touchdown with a two-point conversion. That's it for wide receivers. Let's move on to running backs. Number one running back of the week. Can anyone guess who? I think everyone knows. Saquon Barkley went nuclear. 45 fantasy points, 255 yards on the ground, two touchdowns, 47 yards through the air, over 300. Is it 300 yards? Over
300 it was 300 yards. Yeah.
Total, 302 yards or whatever. So crazy.
Seen a lot of angry Giants fans online about this one. Like, how could we let him go? And just trashing everybody and everything Giants related. But yeah, he had more total yards than the entire Giants offense this week. So that's funny.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. I think they said this was the ninth best rushing total of all time in any game that he did yesterday with 255. And he was almost kind of contained at halftime. Again, I was playing against him in our league, and he had 12 carries for 70 yards. So not great, but it could be a lot worse. And then the first carry of the second half, he breaks for a 70-yard touchdown. You're like, oh, yeah, I forget that he can do that at any point that he wants. So he's been great. Number one running back in fantasy. And he could be even better. Do you know how many times he's been tackled at the 1 yard line this year?
Yeah, like 8 or 9, right?
Nine times. Probably more than that, but 9 times where he hasn't then scored the touchdown. So he could, I mean, you tack on half of those, right? 5 more touchdowns. Yeah. He's even further ahead. So he's been outstanding. Imagine, if Jalen Hurts wasn't dominating with the tush push from the one. So
week, obviously, if you have him, you have him. No one's going to get him at this point. Week 16, he plays Washington, who they played this year. He got 32 fantasy points. Week 17, he plays Dallas, who he only got 7 fantasy points, but we know how Dallas is playing. So he could definitely win some championships for people this year.
That was also, I think, the franchise record for most everything by a running back in a game.
I think he set multiple franchise records this week.
And he's also on pace to break, I think, the all-time rushing record and the all-time total yards record. Like, he's over 2,000 yards on pace. So who knows if they'll do that. They're off to a huge lead in the NFC East. When you get to those late weeks, I'm curious. Do they go for records? Do they go for rest? So kind of curious to see how they play that down the stretch.
Do you think Derrick Henry or him will end the season with more yardage?
Probably Barkley.
It was Derrick Henry up until this week, and Barkley just passed him, but it took him 255-yard game to pass him.
Yeah, it's tough. I think I might take Henry just because Henry's always like heated up as it gets colder and he gets even harder to tackle. He's always gotten better. But again, he's older, so you never really know how he's going to hold up. But if they keep doing what they're doing, both guys are league winners for sure.
Josh Jacobs, number 2, 29 fantasy points, 106 yards, 3 touchdowns. Again, Raiders should have kept him.
He's been doing great since I traded him.
I was going to say, speaking of should have kept him, I was going to ask you how you're doing with that one.
Not great. Not great.
You could use another running back right now.
I could, yeah.
Jahmyr Gibbs, 21 fantasy points, 90 yards, 2 touchdowns. He definitely was in there when Montgomery was out and got multiple touchdowns. Usually one goes to him, one goes to Montgomery. I think Montgomery still got one, but.
So I saw another cool stat with those. And again, both those guys, super playable. They're both top 10 running backs. I think Gibbs is third. Montgomery's like ninth or something. But the record for like most all-time touchdowns by like if a running back on the same team, they both score in the same week. I think the record, I forget what the record is, but they're already third all-time. And they've only played a season and a half together. They're third all-time, which is nuts. I think they've done it 9 times, which is crazy. But they do it every time. It's like Montgomery scores the first touchdown, like on the first drive, then Gibbs gets a second one, and then you kind of see where they go from there. But they really enjoy playing with each other. They're happy for each other. Like usually, you don't see that kind of tandem work that well. But they're both incredible. It was like my dream this year to have them both on my team because then you could just play them both, but never could accomplish that in any ways.
They call themselves what? Sonic and Knuckles?
Yeah,
that's what they.
They could probably do better. Yeah.
Yeah, they could do better.
I feel like I heard a good one the other day. I'm gonna Google it while I think about it because it's really good.
But I guess it kind of makes sense because Gibbs is a faster one, right? So he's Sonic and Knuckles sounds like he's gonna beat you up. Yeah. I mean, I don't. Yeah. So well, he's like the.
That's what they call themselves. So that's what they want to be called, apparently. But yeah. And then so number 4, Bucky Irving, 20 fantasy points, 87 yards, 1 touchdown, 64 yards receiving as well.
Yeah, he's a guy I like for late in the season. LSAO knows this because he's got Baker. That schedule is really nice the rest of the week.
It is, Tampa. Yeah.
And Bucky seems to be, again, they got all 3 guys that they're running, but Bucky's kind of taken over. He's the most explosive guy they got. He catches a lot of balls. He got tackled at the 1, I think, 2 or 3 times this week also. He's a guy I really like moving forward down the stretch with a great playoff schedule.
And then Tony Pollard, number 5, 19 fantasy points, 119 yards, and a touchdown. Yeah, Tennessee beat Houston this week, so there you go. That was another crazy game. Mm-hmm. Moving on to tight ends. Noah Gray, not Travis Kelce, taking up the top spot. 18 fantasy points, 66 yards, 2 touchdowns, 4% rostered.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to go more and more that way. just because of the way Kelsey's been playing and the way he's, like we talked about, he's not really there, or he's not really, you know, that into it. Maybe in the playoffs he'll come alive, but he's kind of taking a step back for whatever reason. And Gray has been scoring. He's scored the last couple of weeks, right? Like,
he had 2 touchdowns last week also. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the week before that, didn't I have him in? No, I didn't have. Did I have take him in one of the balls to the wall? No.
I don't remember.
I don't think so. I think I said that I played him in Daily Fantasy when he got the one touchdown. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was.
Next up, we have Jonnu Smith. 14 fantasy points, 87 yards, and a touchdown. If Tua in Miami is rolling, then he could be a good tight end to have. He is.
I feel like he's been the number one receiver there lately since the Tua comeback. He's the one that's been doing the best out of everybody on that team.
Yeah, he's been great the last 2 weeks. 6 catches, 101 yards, 2 touchdowns last week, 9 for 87 touchdown this week. So yeah, he's become kind of, again, Tyreek Hill hasn't been getting a lot of action, but I think Jonnu Smith and Achan have been kind of the two guys more so than, you know, Waddle and Hill for almost what seems like the entire season at this point.
Trey McBride, number 3, also 14 fantasy points, 133 yards, no touchdowns. George Kittle, number 4. 14 points as well, 82 yards and a touchdown. He is consistent. And then number 5, Chig Okonkwo, 13 fantasy points, 70 yards and a touchdown. Again, Tennessee getting those points, beating Houston.
Yeah, I'm going to touch on one thing real quick. Trey McBride, he's up to tight end 3 for the entire season and does not have a receiving touchdown. He has 1 rushing touchdown this year. No receiving touchdowns. Again, just speaks to the volume he's been getting in that Arizona offense, but no touchdowns for him this year.
Crazy. Kicker of the week, it was Will Lutz from Denver. He got you 22 fantasy points. He did not score more points than the team, but he scored more points than the Raiders, which was the opposing team.
No, what?
What?
Who? Did you say the Dallas?
No, I said Will Lutz from Denver.
Oh, Denver. I don't know why I thought you said Dallas. And I was so confused. Never mind.
And then defense of the week was Dallas. 22 fantasy points for them. Seattle, 21 fantasy points right behind them. So those are the guys you wanted to play. Yeah, now let's. You guys ready? You ready for this?
Let's do it.
You blew it!
This one was fairly easy, okay? I just looked at my roster and I just copy and pasted, is what I did here.
You mean both of our rosters?
Yes, both of ours, but. All right. I'm gonna start off on this tangent right here. Kyler Murray got me 4 fantasy points. I picked him up because I dropped Aaron Rodgers, who was not doing anything for me, and I benched.
I can't believe you picked up Aaron Rodgers.
I benched CJ Stroud, who hasn't been doing anything for me, right? If I would have played CJ Stroud, I would have won, by the way. But I did not. I picked up Kyler Murray, who got me 4 points. So there you go. Debo Samuel was also on my team. He got me 2 fantasy points. Who else? Tyreek Hill was also on my team. He got me 4 fantasy points. You guys doing math? You adding up here?
We're Josh at 10, Downs. Right? Well, we're at 8.
Josh Downs was also on my team. 2 fantasy points. 12. James Conner, I played him also. 4 fantasy points. Brock Bowers was my tight end. 3 fantasy points.
You probably had a really good golf score, though, right? Low score wins.
Jonathan Taylor, I benched him. I said he's probably not going to do good, and he didn't. 3 fantasy points. All in all, I scored 61 points this week. Eliseo scored 68 and beat me. which is
a win's a win, baby. A win's a win.
Ridiculous.
We're at that point where it's like, I'll take anything.
Yeah.
I'm looking at LSAO's lineup. Yeah, I see Quentin Johnston with a zero. He had like five drops tonight. He looked like Alan Lazard.
Dude, that was the bad one where he was wide open. It was like a third and five or something.
Yeah, a little crossing route.
Yeah, a little crossing route, wide open. He drops it. And then you see that behind him, he had a blocker. There was another receiver that was running like I don't know, 5 or 10 yards up the field from him. And the one DB that you can see on the screen, that other receiver is going to block. So Johnson could have had a 40, 50 yard, maybe taken it to the house for like a 70 yarder, and he just dropped it.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about him a little bit later, too.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I forgot about that. My bad.
Spoiler. That's like, hey, the opportunity was there. He's just terrible. He's the new Brickhands.
Yeah.
Jaden Reed, 2 fantasy points. Justin Jefferson, 2 fantasy points. Kate Otten was on your team, 3 fantasy points. It was definitely a rough week for us. And those are some big names with some small numbers, which has been happening quite a bit this season. So we are 3 games out of the playoffs in our league and hanging on by a thread right now, myself. That's where we are there. All right, let's talk about matchups, shall we? Before this past week.
I was waiting for something. I don't know. Never mind.
A drop. You want me to? You want me to? I don't have a drop.
I thought there was. Matchups. Did we not? Do we not? I thought we did, but.
We do not have a drop for matchups.
I was super excited about this after the Thursday night game. Just like I was immediately like, yeah. But anyways, let's go. Let's go.
So before this past week, I was 24-26. Brandon was 26-24. And Aliseo in first with 28-22. The first game we had was Pittsburgh at Cleveland. Pittsburgh was favored by 3.5 points. And they lost to Cleveland 24-19. Me and Brandon picked Pittsburgh, and Aliseo picked Cleveland. Aliseo gets the point. Next up, San Francisco at Green Bay. Green Bay by 2.5 points. Me and Brandon picked Green Bay. Aliseo picked San Francisco.
And I mean, I know you guys went with the right call anyways, but I made the call before I knew that there were going to have their backup quarterback playing. I didn't know that. I would have gone the other way, but that's how it goes.
We didn't know at the time either.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't take away from you guys. It doesn't take it away. It's just kind of screwed me over.
So 38-10 was the score there. Green Bay won. Arizona at Seattle. Arizona by 1 point. I picked Arizona. Even though I said I like Seattle, but I think Arizona's going to win. You both picked Seattle, and Seattle won 16-6. So you both get the point. Philly at the Rams. Philly by 3. I picked Philly to win. You both picked the Rams, and Philly covered 37-20. And finally, tonight, we had Baltimore at the Chargers. Baltimore favored by 3 points. Me and Brandon picked the Chargers, which was not the right call because Baltimore won. I don't have the score here, but they won by 7 points, I believe, right?
Yeah, 30-23.
There you go. So Aliseo gets the point, which means me and Brandon are 2-3 this week, and Aliseo is 3-2.
Got to be doing some, right?
I'm still in last, 26-29. Brandon, 28-27. Aliseo, 31-24. So good job.
You guys are falling behind.
Let's change that this week.
Wait. So you're the only one in the, under 500?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That sucks.
Would you rather be under 500 in this or score 61 points this week? What's worse?
What's worse? Yeah, worse is scoring 61 points.
What do you feel worse
points.
About? Okay.
Oh, the 61 points for sure.
Oh yeah, that's got it. Yeah,
because that has a trophy, a championship, and bragging rights and everything.
Well, you might get a trophy anyways.
Oh, the loser trophy. All right. This week's games: Miami at Green Bay. Miami is 5-6. Green Bay is 8-3. Green Bay is favored by just 3 points with an over and under of 46.5. I will start. Look, I mean, Miami is getting better. They're looking better. But so is Jordan Love playing? That's the question.
Why wouldn't he? Yeah.
Never mind. I was thinking of another team.
I thought you were looking for a drop or something.
No.
Unless he has too much turkey, falls asleep, can't play Thursday night. I don't know.
This is a Thursday night game. I think that Green Bay is going to be the one to take it. I think they're going to cover easily. I think they're going to beat Miami, no problem. Brandon?
Okay. Yeah, this is, from what we've seen in the past with Tua, doesn't play well in cold weather. It's going to be probably freezing in Green Bay on Thursday night. So I got to take Green Bay -3. I don't trust Tua in the cold. So give me Green Bay.
Man, I really wanted to go against you guys, but this is a hard one. I don't think I could do it.
That's what you did last Thursday night. Remember, you said Cleveland took the dog.
Yeah, but this one's different, man. This one's you're right. Like the cold, plus like Green Bay keeps finding a way to do it, even when you think like, oh, they're not going to be able to get it done. They do, and I feel like overall they have more weapons and like they're not as smooth like as Miami's been playing lately. But I have to go with Green Bay. I can't go. Yeah, unfortunately,
that means Miami is probably going to win
by 40 points. Yeah. Yeah.
Las Vegas, this game is, I put this I on here this because of the spread, right? Las Vegas at Kansas City. Las Vegas is 2-9. Kansas City 10-1. Kansas City's favored by 13.5 points with only a 42.5 over under. Brandon, you get the pleasure of going first.
I hate this one so much. Again, we don't know who's going to play quarterback for the Raiders. Probably Aiden O'Connell. The Chiefs never cover spreads. This is probably the biggest one they've had all year. At some point, like, do the Chiefs actually cover the spread? Looking at against the spread, I think they're 4-7 this year against the spread, or 4-6 against the spread. This is one of those games where, like, you pick the Chiefs, or I mean, you pick the Raiders because, you know, the Chiefs never cover, but it's like you don't feel good at any point about it, right? Like, I can't imagine. It's a division game. The Raiders usually play them tough. I know they do. I think you guys are going to be homers and take the Raiders. So I'll go ahead and take the Chiefs. Why not? I don't feel good either way. So I might as well take the better team with the better quarterback playing at home. And at least one of you guys will pick the Raiders. I'm sure of it.
So, there's a couple of things about this. The Chiefs never cover, and I know that. And this week, I took them to cover in this pool that I'm in, and they almost lost. So I'm like, okay, I should have known better than that, especially because I think this week was like 11, like Chiefs -11 or something. But I was like, well, they're playing Carolina, so this is when they will cover. They didn't and almost lost. On the other end, divisional game Raiders usually do pretty all right. So I also took the Raiders the Raiders plus
against Denver,
six. Yeah. Yeah, like 6 or 6.5 or something. And they were doing fine in the first half and then all of a sudden just got blown away. So it's like, okay, what I expected the Raiders to, I was like, oh, they're not going to win, but they're going to at least cover, you know? And it seemed like it was going that way and it didn't. So both things that normally should happen, like, didn't happen this week. So now I'm really confused with this pick. Like, I'm like, yeah, if the Chiefs are going to cover like they should have this week, it is against the Raiders, especially after that whole like puppet, the Kermit puppet that Patrick Mahomes was mad about from earlier in the season. or something like that. You remember that? Yeah. So I was like, okay, is he mad enough that he's going to want to run up the score just because he can? Or is it just going to be like a regular, like, I don't really care, we're just going to win and that's it? Like, it's a really tough call. Ah, man.
It's probably time to make a call.
Probably. I don't want to do this.
Right. You feel bad on either side of
Yeah, it's that, terrible. That's it's terrible. I don't want God. All right, I'm going to flip a coin here and I guess the Raiders? I guess? Oh man, this is
final
not
final answer.
Final answer, Raiders. Oh man, but I do not feel good about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel good about either one. I don't think the Raiders are going to do great offensively at all. I mean, they don't normally, but especially because it's Aiden O'Connell coming in. He hasn't had a lot of practice, a lot of reps. I do think that the Vegas defense is going to play Kansas City a little bit stronger than people think, maybe. So I think I'm going to take Vegas. They're going to lose probably by a lot, but hopefully not by more than 14.
I'll throw in a special thing. I'm going to take Max Crosby to get a roughing the passer call for a late hit, but it'll be a good one.
I like that. Yeah.
That takes Mahomes out and the Raiders win.
Yeah. I just think that the Chiefs are hearing a lot about how they're not that good. They're just barely winning. Detroit's the best team in the league. Like, I think they want to make a statement at some point. And I think this is the game. I think the Carolina game, they kind of no-showed that. And so I think they got to come back and make a statement. And what better team to do it against than at home against the Raiders? So, again, I don't feel great about it, but nobody does picking this game.
Next up, Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. Pittsburgh is 8-3. Cincinnati is 4-7. But Cincinnati is favored by 3 points, 46.5 over under. Eliseo, you're first.
Okay, this will be a quick one since I took forever on the last one. Cincinnati's playing really well. They're just things that just haven't been going their way. Pittsburgh, I think, I'm still surprised at how well they're doing. They're more of a fraud team than Cincinnati. So just give me Cincinnati. Easy. At least they're due, and I think they'll get it.
Yeah, I mean, look, you have Burrow and Chase, and that link up is pretty deadly. But there's something about Pittsburgh, man. There's something about that team that they just get it done. They find a way. They roll with it. I think that they're going to beat Cincinnati.
Okay, I am ready for heartbreak. I'm going to probably play my boy Joe Burrow again this week. He's probably going to do terrible. He's not going to let me win. Then they're going to lose to Pittsburgh, and I'm going to lose this too. But no, I think, again, that Pittsburgh coming off of a tough loss against Cleveland, so they're probably going to bounce back. But again, Cincy coming off a bye week, they're playing for their lives the rest of the season. So I think either Cincy wins a close one and they cover the spread, or I could see them getting blown out and their season's over. So I hope it's the first one, so I'll take Cincy -3. But I'm not shocked if everything goes wrong and their season ends on Sunday against Pittsburgh, who can rough you up. They're physical. They play good defense. So they could make it a long night for Joe Burrow, but I'm going to take my chances with one of the hottest quarterbacks in the league, Joe Burrow.
That Eliseo dropped. Los Angeles Chargers.
I've been making so many great moves this year. You know, usually I'm pretty I'm pretty conservative, and and this year I was like, you know what? I believe in my team. I got some good stuff. I can move some stuff around. Let me make some crazy moves. Let me, Like I was going for homers. I was like the New York Yankees, just going for the big ones and then just messing up all the little stuff. That's been me all season. So that's where I'm at.
Los Angeles Chargers at Atlanta Falcons. Los Angeles Chargers 7-4. Falcons 6-5. Chargers are favored by 1.5 points, 47.5 over under, the second highest of the week. And I am first here. Look, Atlanta is a good team. I think the Chargers are a, I don't know if they're a better team, but they're playing better right now. So I think they're going to win. I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Yeah, it's a tough one. So Atlanta coming off a bye, playing at home. Chargers, we just saw tonight, take a bit of a beating against Baltimore. Gosh, this is tough. I don't love this, but I'm going to take Atlanta plus the 1.5 at home. Again, I think coming off a bye, I think they've got a good look at the Chargers, putting some things in. You can run the ball on them as we saw tonight. I think Cousins steps up. So give me the Falcons at home as 1.5-point underdogs.
Yeah, give me the Falcons also. I think, yeah, with the rest and then the Chargers off a short week, it's not going to do them any good. Especially because, yeah, today they were kind of beat up a little bit. So I'm taking Atlanta.
Last game, Philadelphia at Baltimore. This is going to be a good one. This is the Sunday night or Monday night? I think this is the Monday night.
I don't know if it's either, actually.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because it's a weird week. So,
I think it's like the late afternoon, yeah.
So Philly is 9-2, Baltimore 8-4. Baltimore is favored by 2.5 points. Since the game just played, we don't have an over and under for this right now. But Baltimore by 2.5, who are you going with, Brandon?
Yeah, this is a tough one. This is a big game for both teams. Philly trying to stay in the race for the number one seed in the NFC. Baltimore, they already have 4 losses. That's kind of why tonight was a must-win for them. So they're 8-4. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is big on all fronts. Wow. I would love to go third and have you guys split, and then I could really pick. But I'm gonna take Philly in this game. Again, I don't feel great about it. I'll take the points because I think Philly could win, so I'll take 3 points. Again, you can throw on Baltimore. We've seen a lot of teams do that this year. Herbert wasn't great tonight, but again, a lot of drops and things kind of led to that. But I think Philly, we know they can run the ball. If this is a team that you can pass against, I think they'll be able to throw the ball as well. And Philly's defense has been really good lately. I think their defense is better than Baltimore. That's why I like Philly in this game. So give me Philly plus the 2.5.
Yeah, unfortunately, I agree with Brandon. Both these teams can run the ball, so they're both going to do plenty of that. And both running backs are, you know, the top guys in the league right now, so that's not a question. But Philly's got the advantage through the air, so I think that's how they're going to do it. And yeah, Philly.
You guys are going to make me do this, aren't you? So I think Philly is the better team overall. I think Baltimore has just lost some really bad games. They're just kind of up and down and all over the place. But I want to go against you guys. And also, I think Derrick Henry wants his top spot back, so he's going to go a little ballistic on him. It's going to be fun to watch Saquon and Derrick Henry. I really don't think it's going to be a lot of rushing, to tell you the truth. I think it's going to be more of a defensive battle and maybe some air yardage. But I will go with Baltimore to cover and hopefully catch up to you guys next week. There you have it. Matchups. There's only one final thing to do. You guys ready? You listeners ready?
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm all right. All right, balls to the wall. This is where we pick players that go crazy, go insane, like Saquon Barkley. But we don't pick players like that because we already know they're great. We're going to give you some players that maybe aren't as good, but they're going to have a great week. So last week, I picked Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. I said he was going to do 132 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's pretty balls to the wall. He did 48 yards and a touchdown. Respectable. Should have picked him up. Should have played him. Probably would have won with him in my lineup. But there you go. Actually, no, it's only 10 points. I wouldn't have won. But Brandon, you picked Xavier Worthy. You said he's going to have 6 catches for 140 yards and a touchdown. And you said what the touchdown was going to be a 50-plus yarder touchdown, which he couldn't have done because he didn't have 50 yards. He had 4 catches for 46 yards and 1 rush for 5 yards. No touchdowns.
Still better than my guy.
And Eliseo, I picked him the week before. You didn't know that. You decided I'm going to pick him this week. Quentin Johnston, you said he's going to do 78 yards and 2 touchdowns. He actually got 48 yards and a touchdown.
Not did he get the – was that last touchdown him? No. That was it?
48 yards and a touchdown.
I thought he got 0-0 and, like, I didn't think he did anything.
Did he? I was looking at the
last
time.
Yeah, I don't think he had a catch.
I think you're thinking of Palmer, maybe. I don't know who you're thinking of, but not.
Well, we gotta fact check this live.
Quentin
right
Johnston
here.
Had 0 catches for 0 yards.
Yeah, five targets.
Five targets, but he might have dropped all 5. Like,
I think he did.
He
had 5
somewhat catchable. I mean, the one over the middle for sure was catchable. Two or three others definitely were catchable. So, yeah, he might have had 5. He might have had the Alan Lazard game.
Yeah.
So 0-0-0.
Goose eggs, man.
Goose eggs. All right. This week, I'll start it off. This guy he's 76% owned, but I don't think a lot of people are playing him. And his teammate got hurt this week, and he may not play, or last week. He may not play this week. He only has 1 game over 10 fantasy points this season. He's playing the New England defense, which gives up the 9th most points to wide receivers. He is a wide receiver. This is Michael Pittman Jr. He's going to give you 91 yards and a touchdown this week, week 13.
Mm.
Play him.
You or me, I'll say.
Play him.
I don't care. I could go if you want.
Go for it.
All right, this week I have a guy who is about 25% rostered. Hasn't made a big splash this season except for the last couple of weeks with the triumphant return of Derek Carr to the lineup. So this week I'm going to take the old Kansas City Chief, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. The last couple games he's had, let's see. He had 23 points and then 14 points, and the kind of X-worthy plays that Brandon was expecting is the kind that he's pulling off with Derek Carr. And I think they had a bye week, but now they're back. They're against the Rams, who they can definitely put some points up against the Rams through the air. So my pick is Valdes-Scantling. Give me 86 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Woo!
I like it. I like it. Okay. Mine is going to be kind of related to Jesse's a little bit. So the guy I'm going with is owned in 64% of leagues, but I bet he's started in 0. He should not be started at this point, but until we get to this week. And so the team he's playing okay. last week gave up over 300 yards and 4 touchdowns through the air. And so this week, I'm going with a guy who I originally drafted in our league as my quarterback 1. Didn't last on my team very long. So give me Anthony Richardson this week. I'm going to say he goes for 350 total yards and 3 touchdowns against the Patriots. So he's going to hook up Michael Pittman with at least 91 and a touchdown. And he's going to have like 275 other yards and 2 more touchdowns. So Anthony Richardson, 350, 3 touchdowns, dominates the Patriots.
He's going to throw so much that Valdes-Scantling is going to catch one for a touchdown.
He might, yeah. Or he might throw for like 91 only and then run for 250, you know?
Yeah.
So
that's a good one this week. I like that one, yeah.
He'll beat Saquon's running record.
Yeah, if you need him on the quarterback carousel, if you're looking, I mean, he's a guy. He's a guy. I
think I'm all right.
I definitely need somebody because
Jesse, that's
do it,
yeah,
it, do
that's
it.
All you, Jesse.
All right, if you guys think I should do it, just go on to X Fantasy. What are we? Fantasy Fools Pod, and let me know who I should pick up for my quarterback carousel, who Brandon should pick up, who you want us
Joe
to play.
Joe Flacco. I'm pretty sure Joe Flacco's going to the Raiders to end the year, but.
TheFantasyFootballFools.com. The trade deadline's gone. TheFantasyFootballFools.com. Check us out on there. Raiders are going to draft some rookie quarterback, probably. I don't know. We'll see you guys next week. That's all we got. Week 13 coming up. It's crazy. It's moving so fast. I hope you guys win. Hope you guys are in the running for the playoffs. And we'll see you next time. Until then, don't be a fool.
Sanders wants to come to the Raiders. Both Sanders.